How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Another big story today. And when I woke up today, about 6 o'clock, getting ready for the day job, I started tuning into all the news. And I saw this one. Wow. New Zealand, volcano eruption, and people were murdered by Mother Nature. Anytime you see a volcano eruption, it's usually like, you know, it puts some people out, you know, it kind of sucks, you know, people have to evacuate.
Yeah.
But 47 people on White Island when this thing erupted about 2:15 Monday, which I don't know how New Zealand works, but I believe that's in the wee hours.
They're at the beginning of the day. We're towards the end of the day.
Right. So
it was like Sunday afternoon for us.
Trapped tourists were sent fleeing into the sea to escape the scalding steam and ash.
Ugh.
The crazy part was there was a cruise ship, a cruise liner, and there were people on the island doing an excursion thing and when it erupted. And I'm trying to see the exact, at least 6 people were killed.
I think 6, yeah.
Man, that is crazy. But a lot of people injured. And they said it wasn't even a major eruption. They compared it to the volcano clearing its throat. That was how big the eruption was. It was like it went, ahem. There you go. So it's totally, I guess they said it was a tragedy waiting to happen. But you would think if they knew it was possible, why would they have tourists all over that damn island?
I don't know, man. I don't know how this works.
I don't want to be anywhere near a volcano, dude. No way. Jose, I really believe that that's going to be the demise of our planet, though. They have that super volcano over there, like Yosemite or whatever, like, you know, in the middle of the country.
It's active?
Yeah, well, they said that it could go at any time. And it's one of those, it's underground, and if it blows, it'll pretty much destroy everything. Like,
I don't really know too much about volcanoes.
Yeah, I did a little.
I mean, you can predict hurricanes far in advance.
Yeah.
You know, you can't predict a volcano. Like, well, I mean, what ignites it? I mean, I guess I could look it up and learn, but I guess I'm going to do the show right
well,
now.
Well, they have people that are measuring the seismology and things around it, so they can kind of tell from that. And I guess there's ways of measuring the heat that's coming off of it.
But not really, because this caught everyone by surprise in New Zealand. They didn't know. But they're like, this is a ticking time bomb, yeah. But we didn't know.
Right. Well, that's a thing. They think they know, but they don't know. But this one, the super volcano, they said it pretty much every several thousand years it will blow, and it's been way past that. So they said, you know, you never know. And that's the thing that makes the geysers go up and all that stuff. So it's down there. The heat's there. Everything's happening.
It's got to do with the magma. It's all about the magma.
Of course.
If there's a new batch of magma.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if it's already filled in a magma chamber.
Then the earth has to splooze. It has to get rid of that magma that's all up in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's too much pressure from the gases in the magma.
Then the earth needs a release.
Yeah.
You know?
So if it says if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupts for thousands of miles, you could have smoke and ash and everything.
It would cause like a nuclear winter. It would be tough. But you can't blame the earth. When the earth needs to release that, you know? It's all built up in there.
It's healthy to release.
You have to. And that's what happened in New Zealand today. Just had to get that magma out of there. Just shot it all over the place.
Magma can kill you.
Yeah, it's molten lava. It's rock that's
melting. Give you a nasty burn?
Nasty?
Yeah.
Melt right through your body.
Oh, yeah. People have been killed by very fast-moving lava flows.
Yeah?
The magma.
Uh-huh.
You should not drink magma, but you actually can drink lava.
No, you can't.
Oh, the problem is you can only do it once. Google, you got me.
You're an idiot. Oh my God.
I didn't know if like the Hawaiians did something to it. Shut up. I was just reading it.
You can drink lava.
But only once.
I thought maybe if it cools down. People eat charcoal, bitch. I thought maybe if you cool down the lava, you can put it in a matcha or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Shut the hell up.
You're the dumbest smart person ever.
Shut the hell up.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.